Hello and welcome to the Minstory for lesson number 1 for the movie The Cruel Romance. First, I will read the Minstory in Russian and after that translate it in English. So, here we go.
Дональд Трамп прилетел в Вашингтон и на другой день встретил там Билла Клинтона. «Билл, я твой друг. Скорее бросай Хиллари, она тебе не пара. Ты непременно должен присоединиться ко мне».
«Никогда!»
– подумал про себя Билл и начал искать соломинку, за которую мог бы ухватиться.
That was it for this short, funny story about two presidents. And now let's try to translate it. So the first sentence.
Дональд Трамп прилетел в Вашингтон и на другой день встретил там Билла Клинтона.
Donald Trump flew to Washington, and the next day he met Bill Clinton there. First, pay attention that Washington in Russian is Washington. It's not Washington, it's Washington. Then you hear the phrase на другой день, the next day. Remember that you should use на here. На другой день. In this case, it means the next day. If you use в другой день, в другой день, it will mean some other time, some other day. So if you want to say the next day, say на другой день. So he met Bill Clinton and said to him,
Билл, я твой друг. Скорее бросай Хиллари. Она тебе не пара.
Билл, I am your friend. Hurry up and dump Хиллари. She's no match for you.
Я твой друг.
I am your friend. So for men it's друг, and for women it's подруга.
Друг. Подруга.
So Trump says that he's a friend of Bill.
Я твой друг.
And then he gives him some kind of advice.
Скорее бросай Хиллари, она тебе не пара.
Hurry up and dump Hillary, she's no match for you. The verb бросать can mean to throw something, for example, to throw a ball.
Бросать мяч.
And also it means to dump someone, to break up.
Бросать. Бросить девушку.
To dump your girlfriend. Or like here, бросать Хиллари, to dump Хиллари, meaning to divorce with her. And then he explains,
она тебе не пара.
She's no match for you.
Не пара.
No match. Maybe she's too powerful for him, or I don't know why.
Она тебе не пара.
And the next sentence.
Ты непременно должен присоединиться ко мне.
You should certainly join me. This adverb непременно. Certainly. In Russian it also means
обязательно. Or во что бы то ни стало. Непременно.
So it means you must join me.
Непременно должен присоединиться.
So присоединиться means to join.
Присоединиться.
To join. And Bill's turn.
Никогда. Never. Подумал про себя Билл
и начал искать соломинку, за которую мог бы ухватиться.
Never, thought Bill to himself and looked around for help.
Подумать про себя.
It means just to think to yourself, without saying anything out loud.
Про себя. Подумать про себя. Сказать про себя.
It means that you think something inside your head and don't say anything out loud.
Про себя.
So he thought, never.
Подумал про себя никогда.
And the second part of the sentence, he looked around for help. And in Russian we have a long idiom.
Начал искать соломинку, за которую мог бы ухватиться.
Literally, it means that he looked around trying to find a straw to catch, as if he's drowning in the water and trying to find even some thin straw to catch to save himself.
Искал соломинку, за которую можно ухватиться.
So it means some help, some last chance. So anything that can save you. And that was it for the mini story. Now please go to the questions and answers section to practice the new vocabulary. See you there!